Iraqi weather forecast for today looks for decreasing clouds to be on the agenda. We will have a high near 40 degrees. Temperature-wise, around southeast Wisconsin at this particular hour, Kenosha checking in at 32 degrees. It's 30 in Burlington, 33 Milwaukee, 33 in Racine. Caledonia's Village Board at a meeting coming up in March will consider either a green light or a stop sign to constructing a new village hall east of the Kmart to replace the current Nicholson Road site that dates back to the 1950s, contains mold, has no more space, and no fire suppression system, just to name a few of the problems which could be corrected by starting fresh. During a special meeting attended by a number of taxpayers last night, Lisa, a former employee of the village, said the building gave her health problems.
Within a couple months after I left there, my blood levels returned to what is normal for me. I have not had that cough since. There is something in that building. I really think that rather than us being nickel and dimed to death with fixing the mound system, fixing the roof, trying to drain the water out of that place, the window where I sat, I think the only way you could possibly fix it is if you tear down the whole wall. We need to move on with this.
Village Administrator Tom Christensen talked about $2.5 million to build it, another million toward contingency and other costs. Most citizens' questions were about the site itself, hidden by a park to which Village President Bob Bradley said the land was available and at a really good price.
A spot like that, 23 acres, $25,000 an acre. Sewer and water, you're over $500,000. We paid 180 something. So we bought it, right. I mean, it might not be the greatest spot in the world, but it has everything we need. Sewer and water, next to a great park, and it was on the market, yeah. So we felt we did quite well on buying that piece of land.
Bonding for the project would be 10 years. Last year's $800,000 surplus likely to be held for improved bond rating status toward borrowing. If approved, groundbreaking could be in July, completion by the spring of next year. One of the closed Mitchell Park domes is expected back in business by May 1st under a $1 million plan of action. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley says the show dome, as it's called, going to be the first to reopen, with the other two anticipated back in operation by the end of this year. All three of the famed domes closed indefinitely earlier this month because chunks of concrete were falling. Abley says the repairs being made will extend the lives of the structures by maybe 5 to 6 years. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee, after a short closed session, unanimously approved a wage reopener agreement with the Racine Police Association. It was allowed with a 3-year deal approved back in October of 2014. City Attorney Scott Letney explained the reopener language was part of the exchange for the union, accepting no raise last year plus more contributions toward health care and pension, and it led to talks for a total 2% increase.
Racine Police Association members will receive a 1% pay increase effective July 1st. Of 2016, a 0.5% pay increase effective January 1st of 2017, and a 0.5% pay increase effective July 1st of 2017.
Letney said, in addition, there will be a modification to the step schedule for new officers.
Steps are automatic increases based upon seniority for new officers. In this case, for the patrol officers, the lowest level officers, any that are hired on or after July 1st of 2016, the step schedule will change from a step every 6 months for the first 2 years to a step every 12 months for 4 years.
He said that there's cost neutrality with the wage increases, the step program adjustments, and some savings. The $71,000 in wage increases later this year can likely be absorbed within the current year PD budget, but the almost $152,000 next year, that'll be another issue. The full police union expected to approve the deal. The Common Council's vote is set for March the 1st. Meanwhile, talks continue, he said, with the firefighters on a wage reopener. In Lake County, Illinois Circuit Court, a guilty plea leads to prison time for a Waukegan woman accused of causing the death of a Kenosha infant in her care. 37-year-old Sarah Gumbs' decision came a week before her trial was scheduled to begin on charges of causing a skull fracture that led to the death of 3-month-old Ryan Koopmeiners. Gumbs was accused of slamming the baby onto a table in July of 2012 while caring for the child in her home. A Lake County judge gave Gumbs 23 years in prison. And two Kenosha men are accused of setting fires that destroyed a barn and damaged a home, both vacant in the town of Paris last week. Damian Strubel and Travis DeLabio, both 21 years old, facing multiple counts of burglary and arson, along with criminal damage to property. A passerby noticed the barn on fire early last Thursday morning, prompting the dispatch of several area fire departments. While on scene, it was determined that there was also a fire in the basement of the nearby home. The barn was a total loss, significant damage to the house. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department quickly identified the two suspects based on evidence found at the scene, and both men are going to be back in court next month. As the controversy over the Highway V water and sewer project rages on in Mount Pleasant, Village Board President Jerry Garski has announced an informational meeting will be scheduled soon to discuss the project. At last night's Village Board meeting, Garski said that he will invite a variety of stakeholders to that get-together.
In attendance will be the Village Board, the county executive. I've asked Jim Ladwig from RAMAC. And I'm going to put out to the correct committee for the Highway V residents.
He said no action will be taken, but he hopes it will answer some of the questions about the project. Garski adding that he would schedule the meeting sometime within the next couple of weeks. The project, as you may know, is designed to bring water and sewer services to future development in Caledonia. Folks along the route, though, are protesting the project in Mount Pleasant, saying it's not going to benefit them and will cost thousands of dollars worth of assessments. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave going to be holding a listening session tomorrow evening in the boardroom of the Village of Union Grove Hall and from 4 to 6 p.m. Now, no appointments are necessary, and county residents are encouraged to meet with him on any county-related topic. Following that meeting in the Grove, Delagrave will head to the Ives Grove Complex for another meeting of the Task Force on the Future of the Ridgewood Care Center. That group expected to come up with a recommendation to the county board. Racine County does not have an official flag, and the process of creating one took a step forward last night with the first public meeting to gather ideas for design, all part of the county board's Youth in Governance program. Students going to use the ideas and some of their own and create at least a couple of possible designs for a county flag. Meredith Friedheim, a senior at Case High School who is chairing the flag committee, said she believes this project is off in a good direction.
I heard lots of different ideas with the agriculture and the lake and all the different things that the industries have to offer. So I think we're off to a really good start for designs.
We're planning to present proposals to the county board's administration sometime in April. More than 90 students from the Real School in Racine will be learning about the real world of business, a gathering tomorrow from 8:15 in the morning till about 2 in the afternoon at Memorial Hall titled Mini Business World, sponsored by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, designed to give the students a flavor for the world of business and entrepreneurship as they begin to make critical post-high school decisions. And coming up in December is going to mark the 75th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. With that, EAA Air Ventures spokesman Dick Napinski says they're going to mark the occasion during this summer show in Oshkosh with ground and air displays.
Some of the airplanes that will be here will have the popular Tora 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 air show performance coming back again this year. And they recreate the events of Pearl Harbor as part of the afternoon air show.
He says there will also be several invited special guest speakers on the historical and cultural impact of December 7th, 1941, which, of course, brought the U.S. into World War II. WRJN.com is our webpage and our newscaster there whenever you want. Just look in the local news section at WRJN News. That is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.